Now,
ladies and gentlemen,
let's get started. Broadcasting from the shores of the world's most beautiful beaches, this is the most talked about radio show in Bay County, the Brian Rust Morning Show. Melting down snowflakes faster than a blowtorch and doing it with a smile. Now, here's Brian Rust on News Talk at 101.
All right, welcome back to hour number three. Good morning, and thanks so much for waking up with us. I hope we're going to be okay because technology sometimes kind of messes with us. Judy Tender is joining us on the show, and just as Judy says to me, "Can you hear me okay?" We lost her. And then, like, this was like 10 seconds before we went on the air, but we got you back. So, Judy, if we do lose you again, I'll give you a call back. But welcome to the show. How are you today?
Well, thank you so much, Brian. I'm doing great. It's beautiful outside today.
It is. And I wish I didn't have to be inside all day long. I would rather be outside enjoying the beautiful weather. But let's talk about, what's going on. You obviously, for those that are not aware that, you know, you stepped down as the city commissioner two months ago. And now you're running for the Lynn Haven mayor. And that's a big step up. So let's talk about it a little bit. First off, why? I mean, because you always got to ask a politician why they're doing it. But tell us, what's going on? Why are you running for the mayor?
Well, I have to say, yes, I did step down, and I made the choice to step down the day I did so that the Lynn Haven residents could vote for seat four. Had I waited 24 hours, seat four would have had to have been left open without a commissioner. So that just made sense to me to make sure that everybody could vote for who they wanted for that seat. The reason why is I just feel like we need to give the city back to the people. And I feel very strongly about that. That's been my mantra since I started. And I have felt that way since 2017 when I was elected onto the commission. I feel that the people are the people who we must listen to. They pay our salaries. They're the taxpayer. And they are the people and the ones that we should be pleasing and working for. When I took the commission job in 2017, I hopped right in and I started helping the residents. And I was out as recent as 2 days ago seeing two different residents with issues. And they call me because they know I will come. So I think that's the main part of the job. I don't care whether you're mayor or commissioner. We're all there to do the exact same thing, to serve the people.
Excellent. That's always a good thing to hear any politician or candidate say that that they're concerned about the people. And, you know, you've got a little bit of experience. You know, you've been in office. You're also a small business owner yourself. Let's talk about some of the most important things, because obviously everybody's talking about infrastructure, and we all know about the issues in Lynn Haven. And it's a given obviously a concern of you and everybody else is, the flood control. Because that's been something that's been going on for a while. But what do you think are some of the most important things that Lynn Haven is facing right now that you can tackle as the mayor?
Well, as far as stormwater goes, Brian, that's always been an issue, and I'm afraid it's probably going to always be an issue. There is a plan in place, but you know what? Like all plans, they go on for years and years. Mm. Personally, I would like to see the flooding and the stormwater issued, the issue taken care of case by case. When somebody's home is flooding, I think that needs to get the attention right then and get that problem fixed. And sometimes, yes, you are putting Band-Aids on, but at least that person's not being flooded out. I talked to a lady a couple of weeks ago who owns a business in Lynn Haven, and she's been flooded four times and been dropped by her insurance, had to go out and get new insurance. And this kind of thing, to me, does not have to happen because that's one place on one block, and we should address that immediately, in my opinion. So but the flooding in the water, yes, it's always going to be there, but it has improved. And I have to say that. I have to give credit where credit's due for our public works department. Our flooding situation has improved since 2017.
That's a good thing.
So we're definitely going in the right direction.
That's always a start, going in the right direction. Let's talk about, business and taxes, because obviously, a growing city like Lynn Haven is going to need a tax base in order to tackle things like the flooding issue, among other things. And Lynn Haven is clearly a growing city, and I don't think there's going to be any stopping that anytime soon. Let's talk about business development, because without the businesses, the tax increases would have to be placed on the people. And obviously, very few candidates and politicians want to really truly do that. What are some of your thoughts on business development and bringing more business into Lynn Haven?
Well, I also feel that our business base is growing. We have lots that are being developed as we speak. And I think our business base is growing. I jokingly always say we don't need another gas station. But,
oh, my God, no kidding.
It is amazing. I know of a couple of new restaurants that are definitely coming to town.
I know there's one close to the border of town where I live, and I'm excited about that one.
Yes, I know.
I'm like a fat kid with cake. I'm drooling.
I wish we could attract a little more industry, in more outside of Lynn Haven, because that tax base is great and it's good for the city. But I feel like we're attracting businesses. I think we might need to address issues not in the building department, but as far as permitting and things and making it a bit easier for people to do business in Lynn Haven. But I feel like our business base is growing.
Yeah, absolutely. It is definitely getting there. And something else that's growing too, and some people may not have caught wind of this because this just recently happened, that there are some properties now that are within county that are now wanting to annex into Lynn Haven. So what are some of your thoughts on that? I mean, that's literally a growth of Lynn Haven.
It sure is. And I'll be honest with you, I'm not up on that all the way. I did read an article yesterday, but I feel like as long as the developers for new projects, I think the developer for new projects has to be responsible for the infrastructure. Mm-hmm. And I think the infrastructure needs to happen not a year after the development's been built, but it needs to happen beforehand, and they need to take responsibility for that. As far as annexing people into Lynn Haven, I'm all for it. I have no problem with it at all. As long as we're not annexing in a problem area,
you definitely don't want to get some of the bad sections into Lynn Haven. And of course, this is the developing thing too that just started coming about with the annexation of some of the properties to Lynn Haven.
Annexed into Lynn Haven, and called me. And so I started looking around and checking and everything. So I need to go back to that property and see if that's what they're talking about. It all depends on what's going on. If they're doing it just to create wealth, I'm not necessarily for it, even though, everybody has the right to build.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's the way they go about it, the sneaky...
Yeah, that sneaky kind of backdoor kind of way. And I agree. And you're not the first person to actually talk about, some of the building codes to make sure that it is done properly. And unfortunately, a lot of people don't realize there's a state law here in Florida that property owners can kind of build what they kind of want, and local government can't tell them no. And that's a hard workaround to get around with that. So we're talking with Judy Tinder. And Judy, let's go here with what would be your top priorities be? Should you get elected mayor of Lynn Haven?
Well, there's some different issues, okay? Some are small, some are larger. First of all, I would like to see our commission meetings go to 6 o'clock. Currently now we have one at 9 o'clock in the morning, and we have one at 5. I would love to see the meetings go to 6 o'clock so that the working individual can attend. Excuse me. That's a big thing. I would also like to address our permitting department and our fees that we charge. I had a gentleman come in a couple of weeks ago He actually showed me a canceled check where he paid over $12,000 for a permit to build a two-bath, three-bedroom home in Lynn Haven.
Wow.
To me, that just seemed outrageous. But then again, I'm not a builder and I'm not an engineer, but I feel that those fees are out of hand. I've actually had electricians and plumbers tell me they won't even come to Lynn Haven right now to work because of all the hoops they have to jump through. So that is a huge issue for me. If we're going to increase and have new businesses and homes and everything built, we have to make it easier for people to build and, of course, stay within ordinances. But I think that's a big issue. The other thing that I am a real stickler about is, this doesn't mean anything unless you come to commission meetings, but the first thing I would do is put public commentary back where it was to number 7 so that the public can get up and talk about whatever we have talked about during commission reports. It was recently moved to number 3, and it serves no purpose there because the audience or the residents have not heard what you're even going to speak about. Having the public have the will and the desire and the freedom, and I use that word with a capital S, freedom to speak at a commission meeting and not be ridiculed and controlled, I think, is the number one priority for me.
Mm-hmm.
I wish that we didn't sit like an audience. I wish it could be more informal. That's just me. Because I think we need to encourage people to feel, they need to feel comfortable to say
right.
what they think. Whether we all agree, and we all know that's never going to happen. But, you know, you can put two minds together and come up with a better solution than just always going with one.
Yeah, so absolutely.
That's probably my biggest thing.
Yeah, without, you know, it's so funny, Judy, because as you're sitting here talking to us about, you know, the permitting fees, I have two contractor friends, both of which are texting me like crazy right now, talking about how bad that is in Lynn Haven and how they won't even do work there. So that's a good one. And nobody's really kind of brought that up. And I'm surprised that my two friends also didn't bring that up with me in the past, too. But that's a good thing. So, Judy, how can people get a hold of you other than stopping by the restaurant and being like, hey, to be able to find out more about you and ask further questions?
Sure. Well, my direct line is 850-960-2552. And my email is jtinder, that's JTINDER, at comcast.net.
All right. That's pretty simple. And if you also missed that and you want to get it, bayvotes.org has that. And of course, you can always stop by the restaurant and have a little chat, you know, over a nice sandwich or something like that. Judy Tinder, the election is April 18th. Early voting starts April 10th. Best of luck for you going for that mayor seat. And again, get out and talk to Judy. You know, ask her the questions and tell her the things that concern you the most, as you should do with every candidate that's out there. Judy Tinder, again, thank you so much for coming on and best of luck with your race. And hopefully we'll talk with you again soon.
Well, thanks, Brian, and stop by and have lunch.
I may just have to do that. Thanks so much. We'll talk with you later on. And again, if you missed out any of these interviews, we are a couple of them behind at getting them at newstalk101.com. I'm trying to get that. Every time I turn around, I'm like, I get one of those, hey, Brian, can you do this? Yes, I can. But I got to do this first, and then I don't do that first. And just overwhelmed a little bit. So we're going to get that up there. We will have all of those on there for you. Plus, you can grab it on the podcast. I know I'm a day behind on the podcast. I completely forgot yesterday. You know what happened? Somebody brought in donuts. Don't do that. Don't bring in donuts to the office when I've got stuff to do because I just get excited. Got to go get some donuts. But we will have the podcast up for you as well. And we do have more candidates to hit up, and we'll get more of them. But we got to get involved. This is the most important thing. And it's not just in the local races we need to get involved. We need to get involved in all of our politics, because if we don't, we get overrided. Hang on. We got to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is the Brian Rust Show. Good morning.